The idea behind the freeze is that it will keep strangers from stealing someone's personal information and using it to apply for credit cards. Assembly sponsor Jeff Fitzgerald says seniors and other people who rarely need credit checks will benefit the most. The Horicon Republican says that in working on the plan, he heard stories of seniors who hadn't asked for a credit check of their own in years, getting blindsided. He says they were suddenly getting overdue notices for credit cards they didn't even know they had.
What had happened is somebody had taken out multiple credit cards in their name, and then they're kind of left holding to sort through this and to figure out what happened.
Fitzgerald says that by paying a $10 fee, a resident could keep anyone from using their name or social security number in a credit application. He says people who need frequent credit checks for applications could use the freeze too. They just need to pay a credit bureau each time they wanted to take the freeze off or put it back on again. Governor Jim Doyle signed two other measures into law along with Fitzgerald's. One would require companies to notify consumers when their personal information is stolen. Doyle says that's a legitimate requirement for businesses.
If they compile and maintain personal information, then they have a very affirmative obligation to make sure that they're protecting it on behalf of their customers.
The other plan signed by Doyle would prohibit registers of deeds from recording documents that include someone's full social security number. Doyle says that's important because those documents are available to the public. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.